name of Barbie Pop will come from.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Sundholm hands me 5 marble-sized pellets of iron ore he just scooped off the ground.
Those pellets would go through there and they would get baked.
Right.
Is what I showed you here.
We're walking near the abandoned concrete silos and foundations of the former Groveland mine near Felch in Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
You can see the remnants up on top of the silos there.
For decades, the open pit mine produced pellets like the ones Kevin gave me. They were shipped to steel mills in Ohio.
Basically, there was 90 to 100 cars of ore pellets that went out of here every day.
The first small-scale mining started in 1891 on this site. In the 1950s, the major extraction and shipping started. Sundholm remembers the exact day he started work at the mine, September 15th, 1976.
At that time, this was the job to have in Dickinson County. This job here was the job to
because
have
of the
in
pay?
Dickinson County.
Because of the pay?
Pay, the benefits, the vacation, just everything. It was the place to work.
He also remembers the day his supervisor told him he was out of a job just 5 years later.
Said, Oliver, what's going on? What's the problem? He said, effective next Friday, this mine will be shut down temporarily. Bang. And that was a Thursday or Friday. 1 week later, there she was. They shut her down.
The Groveland mine never reopened. Hundreds of people lost their jobs, and it's been idle since 1981.
It was a sad thing. Sad thing when it closed. A lot of people lost their livelihood here, and it was a blow to this whole county.
Yeah.
It was no doubt a big, big blow to the whole county.
That's north, so we're sitting right here right now.
The old infrastructure still stands, but the Michigan DNR, which now owns parts of the property, has a new vision for its future.
This is kind of a pioneer. Now we're talking almost with this one, when it's built out, should be over 300 acres.
The DNR plans to convert the old mine tailings area to a massive solar array. It's the first time the agency has used its land for solar power generation on this scale, says Matt Fry, a DNR land use program leader. Under the direction of Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the state is being more proactive in developing renewable resources.
We're recognizing that we have an issue with climate change, and one of our goals is to create, we realize for the greater good of the citizens of the state, we need electricity.
The company in charge of developing the solar arrays admits solar in the UP, where there's sometimes more snow than sun, may seem counterintuitive. But Jordan Roberts, a founder of Circle Power, says advances in the field have made it attractive.
You know, when we heard this opportunity and the opportunity to use, sort of underutilized land to create a solar project, we got really excited.
Robert says the transition to more solar power will directly help people living locally.
In the Upper Peninsula, power costs are quite high. And so, I think that there's all sorts of folks looking for ways to get those costs down.
If the permitting and development go just right, Robert says, the former mine site could be generating solar power by 2023.
You used to go down here with Grandpa and...
Oh, yeah.
Back on the site, Kevin Sundholm walks and reminisces with his cousin, Bob Mattson, who has lived here all his life.
It really took off, I think it was 1950 or 51. That's when the pellet plant was built. That's my dad built those silos right there.
Mattson is now the supervisor for the town of Felch, which includes most of the area of the planned solar array.
I thought it was a great idea. It's going to create some tax revenue for us, personal property tax, which is a good thing.
It's been nearly 40 years since the day the mine closed for good, a day Kevin Sundholm remembers vividly. In just a few years, though, maybe he'll have a new day to remember, the day the solar panels start making power for the Upper Peninsula.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah? Why do you say that?
Well, let's say this. Today it's sunny. That sun is shining. If those solar panels are out there today, we're making clean energy.
For WXPR's Employed, I'm Ben Meyer in Dickinson County, Michigan. Program support comes from Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, a catalyst for economic prosperity in the Northwoods region of Wisconsin, operating in 8 counties and 3 tribal nations. Grow North is currently focusing on workforce cultivation, housing, Northwoods rural prosperity, and broadband solutions. More information about getting involved is online at grownorth.org.